You're all very kind for coming here. Hello.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
We filled out of all our tapes last night, which was bad because we thought we had brought enough because this is our first tour, so we had no idea how to gauge anything. And I don't even know how many tapes you brought, but you sold
48.
Out. We brought 48 tapes, and we sold 48 tapes in just over 1 week.
We do have T-shirts, though.
Okay, we do have T-shirts.
And you can always write to our P.O. box. I really want to stress that. The address is P.O. Box 40185, Berkeley, California, 94704, 4185. And, when we were first actually getting together, which was not quite a year ago, but it was quite a year, we were on a radio station helping out, actually Adrian was doing some music, and we had people to call on the dream. And some of us happened to be there, so maybe we should take a look at the name of the dream, and we asked where the dream came from, and said something in Latin as well. And basically, it's about a woman standing on an island, and she's very alone, very isolated, and in her isolation, she seems to find a day like that without being alone. And the God speaks down to her and tells her that she should be proud of her body and what she is and believe in it and have faith in what a part of a woman is. Because so much in the society, I felt that we're told that, you know, whether it be our periods or our snot or our sweat or smells, whatever, that we're supposed to cover it up or hide it or cut it off or do whatever, shave it. And anyway, so this woman believes in what's in her hands and really has faith in it. And from this, life is created out of this, a boy is born out of this excretion from her body. And we just thought that was a really neat story, and it has to do with all kinds of different things. For some of us, it's a real cultural type of thing.
We just think it's really neat. Oh, really? We have like dead space. What happened? Well, no, we're discussing. What happened? Was it coming? Did it stop when we started talking? Can you hear this right now? Okay, you can hear me. You can't hear Paula.
No.
Oh, well, that was,
so
you didn't hear any of that?
So
a little bit?
So
okay,
please.
One more time. Okay, I guess I'll repeat this again. It's kind of moving through here.
Anyway, the name Spitboy comes from an old Alaskan tale, and it has to do with a woman who's stranded on an island and is isolated, and she's very upset by this isolation. She feels very alone, and she begins to cry and gets upset. And during her crying, she looks down at her hands and is really disgusted by the snot and the tears and stuff that are in her hands. And that makes her even more upset. And the gods speak down to her and tell her that she should believe in it and that she should be proud of what comes out of her body. And I guess I'll just say everything I just said. One of the things about her looking down, being disgusted about the excretions in her hand, I think has a lot to do with what we're fed from society in general about how women shouldn't, you know, smell a certain way. We should smell like the perfumes that they give us, or you know, put certain things in our vagina to make us smell better, or shave our legs, or shave our arms, and conform to these certain ideals that we see on billboards or magazines. And that's sort of my relation to this whole part about her being disgusted by what's in her hands. And the gods are speaking down to her and telling her she should be proud of that, and that she should believe in it, and she does. And from this, life is created out of this, out of her bodily excretions. And I think it's a really great tale about just kind of believing in yourself and really trying to get away from all the bull that's put on you. Yeah, the media images that you see everywhere.
I think it's really neat because it shows how different cultures don't put such an importance on smell and the way our body smells. And in our culture, it's a real big thing to be perfumed and to smell pretty. And I think it's really neat that different cultures accept the way we smell and accept the things that come out of our bodies.
Yeah, and I think also, too, the whole idea behind the creation of life. Can you want to do that? Okay.
Yeah, one of the points that I really liked was that in that culture, they were celebrating woman coming, or man being created from woman. And in our culture, and in a lot of Christian and Catholic cultures or whatever, it's celebrated where man comes from woman. And so it was really good that...
Woman comes from man.
Oh, yeah, sorry, woman comes from man. I've been doing that a lot this trip, confusing my words. And so it was really good that in this culture and in this legend, they were celebrating that, and I really liked that aspect of it. And so the legend is called Spit Boy, and we're called Spit Boy. It all just flows wonderfully.
This is our last song. It's called The Threat.
Yeah.